Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. The Cooperstown Summer Music Festival began with three events in 1999. Since then, has offered the region more than 100 performances from classical to contemporary, jazz to bluegrass, cabaret to kids' concerts. Linda Chassis is founder and artistic director of the Cooperstown Summer Music Festival. She joined us just a few weeks ago to tell us about the kickoff. She is back with us this morning to tell us about a whole slew of events coming up in August, beginning this weekend, August 4th, 5th, and 6th, and we'll talk about the rest of the month as well, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Linda back to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure, Joe.
Very nice to have you. So, before we get into the stuff that's coming up, how is everything going so far so good, right?
So far so good. David Krakauer and Kathleen Tagg did a fantastic concert on July 9th there, Breath and Hammer. But this month is really the big one. We have, seven concerts or maybe more coming up just in the next few weeks with a lot of variety. So I'm excited.
Well, that's good. The person who have put it together is excited, then that's all that really counts. So give us a sense of, remind us, is there sort of an overarching theme this year and what you wanted to accomplish and how especially the concerts coming up this weekend fit into that grand plan?
Well, I think most of the concerts this year will have a major chamber music work as a centerpiece. I would say that's the overarching focus. In May, we had the Brahms horn trio, and this weekend we have two kind of blockbuster chamber music hits by Dvorak, the American string quartet on Friday, and the Dvorak piano quintet, which is known as like one of the finest piano quintets in the literature, on Sunday. So for Dvorak lovers, that's a very nice thing. The following week, we have Mozart clarinet quintet. So I try to anchor each program with something major.
So when you look at the, so let's just go through. August 4th is the Jasper String Quartet. Tell us a little bit about that group and what they'll be doing.
Well, I was delighted, actually, that you played a snippet from one of the pieces they'll be doing. It's a short piece by Carolyn Shaw called Valencia. And no, it's not about Spain. It's about the typical Valencia orange that we find in the supermarket. And she used that as a kicking off point for this piece. And she wrote that there was something really exquisite about the construction of an ordinary orange when you think about it. The texture, the smell, all the vesicles of juice ready to explode. And it's something so simple in nature, yet so complex. And the idea that she took this and put it to music is remarkable to me. So that's a short piece on the first half of the program. Also on the first half, I'll be joining the quartet for a work by Zhou Tian, Chinese-American composer, and it's called Viaje, and it's his take on a Spanish journey, particularly of El Cid. And so it's kind of remarkable. So you have some Eastern elements, but you definitely feel like you can hear the horses, you know, galloping and his relationship with his daughters. It's kind of a very much a storytelling piece. And he sort of describes it as kind of a brilliant, bittersweet thrill ride all in 9 minutes. So the first half has little kind of juicy tidbits, and then the second half is the great American string quartet by Dvorak.
Great stuff. So that is that's coming up. And then what else do we have? Then we move to the Family
Fest, because the Jasper String Quartet, they're based in Philadelphia, and since 2010, they've been affiliated with Astral Artists. And Astral is known for doing a huge amount of community outreach. The Jaspers have done hundreds of family concerts, and they've won many awards through Chamber Music America. They were artists in residence at Caramore. So I figured, while they were here, let's have them do a Family Fest. They're great at it. So they'll be just doing some fun pieces and kind of talking about the way people put a piece of music together without a conductor and how all the parts and all the people are equally responsible, kind of, you know, about teamwork. And it's a great opportunity for people who may not, it's, you know, open to people of all ages. We call it a family music fest, but it's applicable to anyone. And it's just a great intro to what makes it all tick.
Excellent. And I assume that you get nice crowds for those. A lot of families do come.
We do have a lot of families, and really some young kids and, you know, through teenage. And it's fantastic when people come back to me, you know, years later and saying, I play the violin now. I heard the violin at the Family Music Fest. So that always gives me great pleasure when we can actually impact someone's life that way.
Absolutely. And you'll end up the weekend with what?
With Gilles Van Sattel, phenomenal Swiss pianist. If you haven't heard of him, you will very shortly. He's sort of taking the world by storm. And I was delighted he was available to come and play on the 6th. He's collaborated at times with the Jaspers, so I figured I would have them do a piano quintet. But really, the reason I wanted him is for his performance of Shevsky's Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues, which is this unbelievable tour de force from Shevsky's piece called North American Ballads. And he addresses the issue of labor rights, and basically the piece is commenting on the harsh working conditions of the textile mills in North Carolina in the 30s. So you have this hammering of the machines and the industrialization, and it's combined with sort of blues and jazz idioms, an incredible tour de force. And my thinking when I planned the program is that he would play that, jump in the lake, and come back for the Dvorak Piano Quintet, since it's at the Otisaga, which is at Lakeside.
Okay, has he agreed? Has he agreed to do that, or?
No, he has not agreed to do that as yet. But I think he will need to cool down a little bit. You know,
is that a rider in the contract? Does that have to be some beach towels, some big thirsty beach towels there, ready to? All right. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, really. But the whole program is called folk. You know, it's basically folk variations. We're starting with William Grant Still, who is known as the first African American classical composer, and he's kind of underplayed and underrecognized, and the stuff is just beautiful. And then he's doing Beethoven, God Save the Queen. So it's a really unusual program, and that's the weekend. I'm kind of tired already.
Yeah, you have a lot going on. That is a Sunday. Now, a week from this coming Friday, on August 11th, you'll have an all-Mozart program. Tell us a little bit about that. And from what I know generally from classical music venues in our region, that Mozart sells tickets.
Yes, and in fact, I don't know if you're aware of this, Mozart was the top Billboard artist of 2016.
Really?
He beat out Blake, he beat out Adele, everybody. And the reason was, it's kind of, you know, a bit of marketing hype, in honor of his 225th anniversary, a 200-CD set was put out.
Oh, and all of those count, right?
Each single CD counts. So if 300 packets were sold, they have. So supposedly they sold 1.2 million CDs of Mozart in 2016. So how can I not have an all Mozart program? He's a hit. He's the king.
Now, what will be going on? How do you pick what you're going to do from the king?
From the king. So, well, I'm a flutist, so I want to play a flute quartet, and I decided I would do the C major, which I haven't done in a long while. I really wanted the great clarinet quintet. And Romy de Guise-Langlois, who some people from the Saratoga region will know from her performances at Chamber Music Society, she was game to come and do the clarinet quintet. And we sort of just decided to pick one of the great string quartets to round out the program. So it's kind of a blockbuster hit program of Mozart. So that's how that came to be.
Great.
On the 11th. And then we go in a completely different direction on the 20th with Time for Three, a kind of genre-defying group of Curtis, music conservatory-trained string players, two violins and a double bass, who also sing and play every possible genre of music. When I asked them for a list of repertoire, they said, oh, we could be choosing from one of the following. And they sent me about 150 selections. Everything.
Wow.
You name it was on there.
That's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So that's going to be totally fun. It's kind of like Americans, you know, classical garage band, but it's really not classical, but they're classically trained. So it's just a lot of fun and high energy. I think they're going to be at SPAC, and they're going to be in Chautauqua. So Cooperstown was right in the middle. So that's how they came to be.
Now, real quickly, as we wrap up, tell us how the rest of the then you have two more concerts in August, and then you have a fall concert. So real quickly, tell us about what else is going out through that.
So the 25th, we have a benefit at Hyde Hall. We're doing an all Baroque, and we're calling it Bubbly and Baroque because we'll have a tasting of sparkling wines. And on the 27th, we're doing a Vivaldi Piazzolla Four Seasons, which is actually kind of eight seasons. So it's a combination of Vivaldi's great Four Seasons interspersed with the tango versions.
Very nice.
So that's always fun. And that's on the 27th.
Well,
and I hope you can make it to something this year, Joe.
Well, I do too. All kinds of great stuff, and certainly a lot to choose from. You can find out the entire schedule, CooperstownMusicFest.com, for more information. CooperstownMusicFest.com.
Actually, .org.
Okay, CooperstownMusicFest.org. Let's try that again. CooperstownMusicFest.org for more information. Linda Chassis, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure. Again, CooperstownMusicFest.org. We will talk to you soon, Linda. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Joe. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.